Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. President Donald Trump recently ordered staff members to take a look at possibly rejoining the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. The move gave agriculture a ray of hope in what's been a difficult time on the trade front. Senator Ron Johnson, a Wisconsin Republican, said it's a very good move and good news.
Well, I think it's a very good sign, both in person as well as with my colleagues. We've been counseling the president to make sure that we are engaged in world trade. Let's conclude the NAFTA agreement. For Wisconsin, people don't recognize this. We actually have a trade surplus with both Canada and Mexico. I don't know what point in time trade became a dirty word, but it's just that's just wrong thinking. Trade, if it's fair, if it's reciprocal, benefits all nations, quite honestly, that engage in it.
Johnson says the current U.S. dispute with China needs to be addressed. However, he says there are better ways for the U.S. to handle the problems than go at China alone.
China definitely is not following the rules, and that's where President Trump is absolutely right, but the way to discipline China and make sure they follow the rules is if we work with the other trading partners in the world and we work in concert together, a united front, and just demand. You know, we let China into the WTO, whether they're following the letter, they're certainly not following the spirit of that agreement, and I would say in many cases not the letter as well, and we need to make sure they do, or there will be serious consequences with all of us acting in concert. So let's not engage in trade wars with our other trading partners when we need them with us.
In addition to making trade easier with 11 countries, Johnson says it would have been a great way for the U.S. to address its issues with China.
Well, I think it's a very good sign, both in person as well as with my colleagues. We've been counseling the president to make sure that we are engaged in world trade. Let's conclude the NAFTA agreement. For Wisconsin, people don't recognize this. We actually have a trade surplus with both Canada and Mexico. I don't know what point in time trade became a dirty word, but it's just that's just wrong thinking. Trade, if it's fair, if it's reciprocal, benefits all nations, quite honestly, that engage in it.
Johnson says it's likely that China will be the world's largest economy within 10 years as the country grows and changes. It's important for the U.S. to be engaged and look for a win-win solution to its disagreements with China. And taking a look at the latest U.S. drought monitor, it shows late-season winter storms are shrinking dry conditions in the northern Midwest and plain states, but the Southwest remains critically dry. Parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and further westward, are in prolonged, extreme, or exceptional drought, and that's according to the latest report. As of April 17th, the two largest wildfires in Oklahoma had charred more than 300,000 acres of grass and brush and had destroyed more than 100 structures. Meanwhile, the report notes that Kansas wheat was already recently rated at 46% poor to very poor. In Oklahoma and Texas, nearly two-thirds of winter wheat is rated poor to very poor. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service outlook for next week calls for the likelihood of near to below normal temperatures across most of the eastern half of the U.S., while warmer than normal weather will cover the west. Near to below normal precipitation across the majority of the country should contrast with wetter than normal conditions in a few areas, including the Atlantic coast states and the central and southern sections of the Rockies and the High Plains. That's according to the report. The Ag Central Radio Network invites you to join us inside agriculture on our seven-station network, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country KCJB in Minot, Thunder 106.1 Lisbon and Fargo, 98.3 in Carrington, Ag News 890 Lisbon and Fargo, KKAA 1560 in Aberdeen, and 103.1 HD3 in Valley City. Stick around. We have more Inside Agriculture with Shauna Olson coming up